Simon Dalid Sifyud. No tal kli shalmad yadimino, no stil yad smolo, kadesh yarik, mayim al yimino tequila. So you lift up the cup, you fill it with water with your right hand, you transfer it to your left, in order that you should yarik mayim al yimino tequila. So in order that the first, your right hand is washed, that connects to the chashivus of yamin. Mishabura points out here in Sifkat and Chafpeis that there's a Kabbalistic idea here that Yamin is Chesed, and the Chesed is the cover on the Din, which is represented by small. And also the Mishabura points out that this is something that's universal, it's not connected to whether you're right or lefty. Even lefties do this. Okay?
Yeah.
Fight. Yod Aleph. Lo Yitol Mimisha Lo Natal Yad of Shachris. Most of us wash our own hands in the morning, but if somebody would wash your hands, so that person should have had their hands washed. I think this is connected to the Ruach Ra idea.
Oh, the person who washes your hands should be washed.
Yeah, for a Suda this is mutter. You know, if the person isn't eating bread, they get to wash their hands. But for a Ruach Ra, they should not have any Ruach Ra on their hands if they're washing for you. So a discussion, Dirshu, about Goyim. Maybe Goyim are Mufka from this. Again, it doesn't really happen. Most people wash their own hands in the morning, but... once upon a time, before they had faucets, people were more, you know. Okay. Yud Beis. Im shich shech yadav l'toch kli, shalmayim, also lo, l'kila kriyash v'tfila. So if you put your hands in a basin of water, so that counts for kriyash v'tfila. Falo l'ruach ra shalem, that won't get rid of the ruach ra. You can still say a bracha, because we know that the ruach ra is like a side idea. But the real tefillah sedayim for tefillah is the Rosh, the Rashba, you know, is a hachana for tefillah, is a beri chadasha. Both of those presumably are satisfied, even without a kli. And then the Mechaber says, "Mshich sheich yadav v'gimel meimos mechulafin, usually stapek imosulo lahavir ruachra shaleyan." If you stuck your hands in three different basins, maybe that would be enough for Ruach Ra. This is actually interesting. We discussed this previously. Rav Willig, I think, holds that in the morning you should wash your hands without a kli, get rid of the Ruach Ra, and then right before you daven, you wash the kli and say a bracha. As opposed to washing twice, you know, which many people do. They wash with the kli in the morning, and then they say bracha, and they wash the kli again. So what do you mean? How can you wash again? You washed once already. So he says, get rid of the Ruach Ra, you don't need a kli. So that's actually, you know, it could be what the suffix of the Mechaber is here. If you didn't use a kli, but used a different wash. The one here, Shabura holds, you don't need a kli. If you look at Sif Yud Zayin, Sif Yud Zayin, law kli, Rasulama, the Mahani, Af, Lavi, Ruach Ra. So it's been doing the Shabura that in Yud Zayin, that without a kli, you can get rid of the Ruach Ra. That's what he's assuming. Here, the Mishabura sounds a little bit different. Here, if you look at the Mishabura in Chaf Vav, can yira lito pamshenis mina kli? Excuse me. Yeah, right. Mina kli. So some achronim want to die, then you do need a kli. The pasha is the only kli to get rid of the ruach ra. And the question just is, do you have the same water or different water? For ruach ra, you need three times. You have to have three different basins of water. Okay. I mentioned before that pasha says. You can say a bracha, that's what Mishabura says here, chafei. Then in this case, if you don't have a kli, you just stick your hands in a basin, you say a bracha. I should point out that Rav David Yosef is choshesh for this. He thinks that maybe you shouldn't say a bracha. So like bracha salhakel. But that's not the psak of the Mishabura. In the Lomdus, I'm not sure, again, according to Rashba, maybe he talks about a kohen, you know, the kohen who's washing his hands. There was a kli, so I don't know. But either way,
I feel like later on we're going to discuss. I don't remember exactly, but there's like shiloh that the cup has cracks in it. Smell a different thing about the cup. And
he'll tell us the time you have the suda.
If the cup's not going to be good, then you probably can't make a bracha on it, right? If the cup.
Presumably, but you're saying it shouldn't be gara from this.
That fits in with the person who says that.
With Zavid Yosef, you're saying that's for suda. The question is that true for the morning? So for the morning, it seems like look, it's beforeish earlier, as I was just quoting. If you look at Sivav, in Inam Akev, lo kli v'lo koach kavra,
yeah.
Right? You can still say a bracha. It's Tov Lahakpid, the Chaber says in Siv Zayin. Tov Lahakpid. But it sounds like some Akev for the morning.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is an interesting discussion. Fine. If you look at Sivki Yud Gimel, the Chaber continues, Yim Haya Neyor Kol Laila Yishin Stakim Tzorat Yisal Yodav Shachris Yisal Avirach Ra Yodav. So this is a question raised previously. Is there a Ruach Ra that comes at night? Is it the night time itself or is it the sleeping? So if you're up all night Lal Shavuos, do you have a Chiyav Al Tzoruach Ra to wash your hands? So that's a Safik in the Mechaber. Yitlim with a bracha, we should say without a bracha. But if you look at the Sifkat Lamed, the Shabur says, Yishma Akronim Shacholkim Akras Rabbah. So the Tzag Levarich. Some say that no, we hold that the Ruach Ra is not the main reason, and therefore, even if there's a Safik, if there's Ruach Ra, you can still say a bracha because of the Rash, because of the Rosh. And therefore, Mishabura makes a recommendation that if you get your hands dirty, go to the bathroom, dirty your hands, then you say a bracha. Certainly,
and that's like that Mishabura plus getting your hands dirty, then we could be
exactly. So that's accepted psak. We do Lel Shavuos. We go to the bathroom and we say Asher Yatzar. We say Ntilas Yadayim with a bracha and Asher Yatzar v'chule. In this case, too, there's a video safe thinks that maybe you shouldn't say a bracha. In this case, he doesn't want to misarve the shita. So the Sfarim in general are more concerned with Safek Brachas Lachel. Goes back to how you look at a bracha batala. Is that a potential is Doraisa, Flosisa, or no? Maybe it's only Drabanan.
Tosis is in the Drabanan?
Yeah, so exactly. The Ram holds Doraisa, so then the Sfarim are choshesh. Now, the Tziur here in the Ramah, in the Shulchan Aruch, is that you didn't sleep at all. What if you slept a little bit? You had a Shein HaSarai, you know. So, over your Gemara, and Al Shavuos, or whatever. So the Mishabura says, in Sivkat and Chavzayin, that Shein HaSarai, it's not Shena. So if you didn't sleep on your bed, you didn't sleep for a long time, it's not Shena, and you don't say a bracha. Here, if Zavi Yosef is actually Mekil, he says that here, you can tzar if you slept, and he went to the bathroom with all these tzirufim, then you could talk and say a bracha. Okay. In the Tirshu, in number 37, he has a whole discussion of what a rai is, and a person slept on a plane. And then we usually assume that's called a shenas keva for you, meaning there was no option to sleep on a bed. If you slept on a chair because you didn't go to bed, okay, shenas a rai. But if you slept on a chair because that's all they had, you weren't in first class, so, you know, that's called a shenas keva.
Change for a rush
rash
on a plane?
I'm not sure. I think it's probably the same. If you go to sleep and you wake up before chatzos, sometimes people, you know, have to catch a flight, so they'll go to sleep and they'll wake up early. Chatzos is like 12:30 now, so they'll wake up at 12 o'clock. So you slept a few hours in your bed, but you didn't. You woke up before chatzos. So the post can say you should be noted without a bracha, because maybe there's no ruach ra before chatzos. And again, you're also not ready to daven at this point, so, you know, you shouldn't say a bracha. And then when you're ready to daven, you say a bracha. Okay. The Be'er Halacha speaks about a person who sleeps with gloves. So if you sleep with gloves, you don't say a bracha in the morning also. Your hands are clean, so you don't need to, it's not like that we assume that your hands do. So in Mela, that reason wouldn't be applicable, and therefore you would say Duntila without a bracha. It's not so relevant. Yudal, Hishkim, Kodim, Amor, Shacham, and Atal Yadav. So let's say you get up at 3 in the morning, at 4, 2 in the morning, before Amor HaShachar. Maybe you have to see Chiyuv to wash your hands. Maybe you have a Chiyuv to wash again when the sun rises, but when there's dawn. Because at that point, maybe that's when the Ruach Ra leaves. This could happen theoretically in Slichas time. If you get really, most of us, even if it's in Slichas in the morning, we do it before Neit. We don't do it before Amor HaShachar. There's some people who do Slichas Mamish, like, you know, for 2 hours of Sfarim, they get up, you know, way, way before Amor HaShachar. So then the suffering would exist for them.
You know, somebody's trying to catch a 6 o'clock flight, so they wake up.
Well, it depends on how long, right, theoretically. We assume 72 minutes before Neit is Amor HaShachar. So theoretically it could happen. Yeah, it can happen. So in that case, you would wash your hands with a bracha, and then most people, well, it really depends on the minhag. If you always say bracha when you get up, you can say bracha there too. you're not going to daven though. So the pashtus is it's probably better to say without a bracha, and then to say before you daven, you say with a bracha. But the suffix is if exactly at alos, should you wash again? And the minig is not to be concerned about this. People don't aren't makbid, you know. Certainly Dalai Lama's. That's what I saw here in the Dursha number 41. Fine. Yeah, exactly. Sif Tezvav. Yashim Yom, Yishisag, Mitzak Laharas, Mayim, Aleim, Shil Shapa'amim, Yidlim, Lavrach, a person goes to sleep Shabbos afternoon. So, should you be careful, you know, to do until Zidayim? There's a suffix, so you do it without a bracha. Okay? Most people who are not makbid at that point with the Dalai Lama's or with, you know, touching their orifices in their body, because it's a suffix. But there's a machlokas about that too. Tezayin, David hayad nizah shalishan shitin nishmin, per shishim nishimos, kdishalitam tam misa. Shena is Echem Yishishim of Misa, so he didn't want to have the Tamisa, so he wouldn't sleep for Shishim Nishimos. It's a little unclear what that means. We assume probably a half an hour. Some say it's even less, some say it's 3 hours, but let's assume it's a half an hour. He was careful not to sleep a half an hour. And that's actually the shear of a Shena's Keva. If you sleep a half an hour in bed, with the halachas we discussed earlier, so it wasn't like he never slept, he didn't sleep by day. It's probably not a good idea not to sleep by day. You know, sleep by day, you end up, again, on Shabbos is one thing, but Stam in the middle of the week, you know, Zuchatzin made Aliyah, he was very spoiled, and everybody here taking a siesta. He's like, okay, take it. Some people it works. For most people, I don't know, it's becoming less and less in style. Most stores are open all day. People tell me when they made Aliyah 30 years ago, so everything was closed in the middle of the day. You still have some stores like that, that they're in the middle of the day, you know, things are closed from 2 to 4. Like the Valbais
quote.
Yeah, people take a siesta. It's a different different culture. Anyway, Lemaisa, if you do sleep in the middle of the day, so then there are certain sfeikos of Birkas HaTorah that arise. So it's probably better to avoid that also. Yud Zayin. Yishnu Hagin Lurkos PM Shakris, Bifnei Haririm, Shavzachapeh. Some Midak to wash their mouth out in the morning. They don't want to say Shem Hashem where their mouth is dirty. Again, there's also Haftarech Mocha component if you have bad breath. You know, oral hygiene, it's good to keep a clean mouth. Fine. Yurches. Eilat Vavim Shesikim Natilah B'mayim. So there are a number of examples brought here in the Chaber of times you have to wash your hands. Now, there's actually a distinction between the different examples. Some are connected to Ruach Ra. We spoke about, you know, a person who goes to sleep or is up all night, potentially. There's a Ruach Ra issue. And then there's the issue of Nekiyas. That, you know, things have to be hygienic and you have to wash your hands. So the Bechara kind of puts these things together. Some of them are a little unclear if they're one or the other or both. Hakami Amita. Okay, so let's assume there's a Ruach Ra aspect. Hayotzi Beis Hakisei. Here it could be there's both. It's also a Ruach Ra. It's also a hygiene. Again, if you just walked in and you didn't touch anything, you just went in and left to get something, so then it's only a Ruach Ra issue. Beis HaMerechatz, okay? V'nozel Tziponav, if you cut your nails. V'acholetz Minolav, if you take off your shoes. V'nege V'raglav, if you touch areas in your body that are normally covered. V'achol V'vrosho, likewise, you scratch your head. V'yishom Yav, v'acholetz Ben HaMesim, here's probably more Ruach Ra, you know, connect. V'misha Naga B'meis, v'misha Mafli Kelav, if you take out, you know, delouse things. Meshamish mitaso, person is intimate with their wife. Venogea bekina, venogea begufo biyado. Mishasa achas kol elu venatul limtav lechacham hu tamu mishtakeach. Ena tamu lechacham yotzu vidaito. So apparently it's very important to wash your hands in these cases, because if you're tamu lechacham you can forget your learning, and if you're not tamu lechacham yotzu vidaito. So in Lachronim, if you look at Israel, halacha, sorry, Perek Beis, halacha Mem Aleph, he has a discussion about all these things. Like I said, they really can be broken down into two separate categories. The issue of Nekiyas, you know, is obviously important. They say that during the Middle Ages, the Jews weren't affected by the Black Plague as much because they were careful with washing their hands. So it's also, you know, certainly a value. In terms of how many times you wash your hands in these cases, so the Mishnah Berurah instead of Katan Lamates points out that you only need to wash your hands 3 times in the morning. That's a special halacha, let's say Rugin, 3 times in the morning. The Pashtus is that it wouldn't apply to these other examples.
So when people leave a cemetery, how many times?
So some are machmer after Tashmi Shemitah and after a cemetery also, but that seems to be a chumra. The Mishnah Berurah says that when you leave a Beis Kisei, some are machmer, but he brings a Magen Avraham who says that it's not true, you don't have to be machmer. Once is enough.
Where's that?
Lamates.
Oh, Lamates.
Okay. Again, today we have a lot of water, people do this, it's, if you want to, it can't hurt, but it doesn't seem necessary. A person cuts their nails, washing them once, one time is sufficient.
I guess a classic question that I always hear is, say somebody was to get a manicure, cut your nails for you, so you're not the one who did it, so do you have to still wash nails?
So the question is, I think that you would. You know, when you get a haircut, so they say it's a furish that both the person who has his hair cut and the person who is cutting has to wash. By the nails, I saw they bring down that maybe only the person who has his nails cut has to cut. Not the person cutting the nails, but the pastor says, yeah, you should.
And I bring up the haircut.
At the end of the, yeah, if he's cutting consecutively, right? There is a question about how much, you know, a person like bites off their nail. So is that cutting their nails? You know, so I saw something in Machalik, if you intended to cut his nails, then it would. If you just have a nervous bite, you know, so then you wouldn't. Or if a person like pulls out one hair, is that a haircut? Or no, one hair is not. So there's a lot of posts even trying to bring different kulas for these things. You know, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't create us to wash our hands the whole day.
And to what extent would people, let's say somebody got a haircut, and then they usually daven in Minchat 1:45, and there's no water before. So should they not?
No, I don't think it's ma'akev. You know, you can say brachos. You can do nikias. We're going to see later on. You should try. Yeah, exactly. It's very rare that we don't water. Once I was in a shul, they actually were like doing construction, so there was no water. But it's like, it happens like once in a yovel, meaning it's really not so common. But the fact is, you don't need a kli, right, for these things. You don't need a kli. One time is enough. If you just went to the bathroom, so you use the kli, only behold, you should wash with the kli every time you. Mm-hmm. Again, if you just went into the bathroom, you didn't actually, you know, use the bathroom. So some posts want to say that our bathrooms have a din of a basic kisei parsi, and you can be makil. What about washing in the bathroom and leaving? Could be that it's logara washing without a kli, especially if you dry your hands outside. That certainly would be okay. Again, better to wash outside if you can, but it's not necessary. It's not even a mitzvah. If you wash for food, So then it's a mitzvah. Shabbat's like a mitzvah in a basic kisei. But here, you're just washing your hands. So your chatchila, let's wash your hands inside the basic kisei and dry them outside. Touching your shoes. So it's brought down here if you take off your shoes. What if you touch your shoes? Does it say that if you touch your shoes also?
Cholitz
minalav. If you touch your shoes earlier, right? And okay, Baragla, Hachol, okay. So there's a discussion. The path that's brought down, you should wash your hands if you touch your shoes. There's a big question about the, I don't know how big it is, but there's a discussion about the shoelace. There's a shoelace bottle to the shoes. That's the Tushuk was really Ashiv saying that. They say, Shema Chazanish, no, the shoelaces are different. You don't have to, I'm a Kohen. So in the morning, I wash my. So if you touch your shoelaces, let's say I wash my hands, I forgot to take off the laces, untie the laces. So, you can take off, untie the laces carefully, and that would be okay. Some according want to say that the whole din started from the fact that it used to be people's shoes were very dirty. It's din in the kias, and today our shoes aren't dirty, especially if, so maybe you can make those shoes, maybe it's only din in leather shoes, it wouldn't apply to other shoes.
I was brought up, I touch my shoes or tie my shoes, I was going
this. Right, that could be sufficient as well, but you have to be careful to try to get it on all sides, not just
the.
Yeah. If you touch with one hand, you can wash one hand. Discussion of new shoes, maybe new shoes you can make. In terms of Tashi Shemitah, so Chor is not a chiv to wash your hands if you're not getting up and going anywhere. If you're going to sleep, Chor, you don't need to get up. In terms of taking off your shoes, so again, it's only because you touched them. That's what I was thinking before. If you take off your shoes as a Kohen, I take off my shoes, I don't touch them, I duchen. I don't have to take off my shoes and wash my hands again. No, I just washed them a minute ago. Well, no, I wash my hands, and then I take my shoes off in the shul usually.
Yeah.
I don't have to wash my hands, because I take off my shoes without touching them.
Okay,
so it's not a din in taking off your shoes, it's a din in touching them.
Yeah. And when you put them back on.
So if you can try to put them back on without touching them, that's the best. So then you can do a little Nikias action.
And you have to rely on it. If your shoes are not dirty, that's
Exactly. The same thing with Mekomas Mechusim. Let's say you touch a Mekomas Mechusim and you're clean. You just took a shower. So is that like Zera, like all Mekomas Mechusim? No, only if you're dirty. So some folks want to make out there too. It's a lot of folks who try to find kulas in these areas because, like I said before, we're not supposed to be here just to wash our hands all day. Exactly. Same time, something's Mefurish, so you follow what it says, you know, in the Shulchan. So what about your hair? So scratching your head, is that a din tinofes? Where is that? Only under your kippah, under where your hat is, even on the sides of your head. It's only if you touch the roots, if you're just touching the outside of your hair, you go like this with your hand, that wouldn't be necessary. Unless you scratch, etc. Okay, then more pratim here, but you can look there if you're interested. In Sif Yud Zayin, the Mechaber says, "Make it damich tefayim lo notol yadov mefachet shivayamim." If you draw blood and you don't wash your hands, potentially 7 days of fear. Mekalech notol yadov mefachet shloshim. So it's important notol yadov mefachet yomachav ein yadav ma mefachet. So it's good to wash your hands after you draw blood, after you cut your nails, after you.
What's 3 and 7? What are the days?
That's how long you're going to have this pachat for.
Meaning what? Do you have 3 days to do it, or?
No. If you didn't wash your hands, you'll be afraid for 7 days. It's like an onesh of sorts.
Oh, okay.
In terms of drawing blood, so Shlomo Zalman says that if you do a blood test, that's not the same. And he says that maybe even if you donate blood, it's okay. So again, folks who try to buy kulas, like I said. Fine. So they brought down that if you trim your beard, that's not called haircut, it's only if you cut your hair.
Shaving
would not be necessary. That's what Rishon Zalman called. And if you're cutting your nails, you can still think of learning at the time, it's only a nindud of Ruach Ra.
Shaving don't need to.
That's what they bring down from Rishon Zalman. You can look at... is it Halicha Shlomo?
It's a big one. It changes things for me.
Yeah, I think it's Beis Yud Zayin Harayur. Beis Yud Zayin Harayur, if I'm not mistaken. Fine. Chaf. Rogos Barav Lo Nigvam Yofe Panav Ispakos Ola Behen Shchin Verfos Lerchos Harav Vimei Silka. So you should dry your face, dry your hands. This is an issue in the wind. If you don't dry your hands and there's wind, you can get all sorts and you can get infected. It's not fun. Okay, so you have to dry your face, dry your hands when you're done. Again, I'm not sure exactly what the Mechaber is saying, but that sounds like it. Chaf Aleph, Tzarek Lizoyev, Itzfila Bachila, Shaliga Beshok, Yerech Mekomos, Mechusim, V'Adam. So I mentioned before, you shouldn't touch Mekomos, Mechusim. What's considered mechusa is largely a function of society. So if in our day and age people go in short sleeves, so it's not a problem to touch even the top of their arm, because it's not a mechusa. If it's places where people, everything is covered, so then they become mechusa in l'chara.
What's the reason? Because of...
So it's not clear. Is the question that we assume it's dirty there, or it's just like a din?
Sweat.
Right, so that's the question. If there's sweat on your face, so we don't say you don't have to wash your hands. Mishra quotes, the from the pasuk that what's the pasuk? Zeya sapecha. Okay, so it's unclear here if we're talking about like a din or it's more a function of the metzias. It sounds a little bit like it's a function of the metzias. Based on that, so the Shevet Levi says you shouldn't, touch under your armpits if there's sweat there, because we don't want to touch any sweat. It's a little unclear.
Yeah,
fine. Chaf Beis. If you don't have water, like I mentioned before, if you don't have water, you kaneach yada v'sror be'ofer b'chol mi diminki v'yivarech al nekiyas yadayim. V'yoyel tefila v'alol avirach ra. So then you can dive in. If you look at the Mishmur, then chas v'yesh omim digam v'zei v'arken al nekiyas yadayim kol makom. So it's a debate what to say, but the Pesach HaShulchan Aruch has to say on the Kiyos Yadayim. This could happen, a person is stuck on a bus or whatever, there's no water, you slept all night, you want to daven, so you say on the Tilos Yadayim, and then when you have water, eventually you wash with water to get rid of the Ruch Ra, and you do that without a Bruch. And you have to be careful not to touch your orifices.
It's sort of the rock?
Yeah. And the Shabbat also points out you should clean, quote unquote, your entire hand, like in between the fingers, like the whole thing, the entire hand. I never really understood it. What do you mean? Like this? Like, I don't totally understand it. But
what else do we say besides wood?
Sand, I guess.
Sand
and the ozone? I think so, yeah. Chaf Gimel.
Metal wouldn't work.
Why not?
What?
I mean, anything that's midi deminki. What's midi deminki? It says, b'tzror or offer, chol midi deminki. I mean, the Mishabur says, yishavshir, talish yavish, your clothing. Okay. Lo tignu nihaz adayim chav gimel el kriya shavit tefila val brachos shachris yachol avarech kodem tila. You can wash your, you say brachos before you do it tonight. El im kein hu yoshin al mitaso harum shas osu laskir shev shemayim ad shiyanake osam. So if you're, it's clear to you, your hands touched makam mechusa, then if, not just the sadek, if it's clear, then you shouldn't say Shem Shemaim and say Brachos until you are Menake, says Mishmur, but Tzoros V'chol Midi to Menake. Okay.
So that's saying if somebody doesn't have water, they're only going to get when they're 10 minutes into davening, you could start off davening.
For sure.
Obviously, you can't say Shema and feel it.
Well, you can if you're stuck. That was the previous halacha. You say Al Nekiyas Yadayim.
Oh, yeah.
If for whatever reason you didn't wash until it's night, until after davening, so then you don't say a bracha. You wash without a bracha for the ruach ra. Fine. Questions, comments? If you're in the middle of davening and you touch something with matunaf, so you walk again, you do the same thing here. In Tiyas Yadayim, you're not going to be mafsik in your middle of Shemoneh Esrei for that. Fine. Sif Hei. Simen Hei, rather. Simen Hei. Kavanas HaBrachos. Yechavein Vivrachos Perish HaMilos. Sheyaskei Hashem Yechavein Perish Kriyaso Va'adus Shu Adon HaKol. So there's a special... there's a general kavanah for brachos. You have to mechavein perish amilos. That's obvious. I mean, it's obvious theoretically. Practically, it's very hard to do. The pasuk in Yeshayahu, shmurakol b'fi brachok mimeni. A person can go through the motions. That's a very serious problem. It's very common, unfortunately. If you daven with out loud, maybe it's more of the kavanah. You have to be careful not to just like throw the bracha b'fiv. The Mishmur says lizrak bracha b'fiv. Say it more slowly, it allows you to have a chance, you know, to have more kavanah. I was once in a shul, the rabbi got up, and he read the first paragraph of benching in English, as the beginning of a sermon. But he read it the way most of us bench, you know, the first paragraph took 20 seconds. So everybody was like looking around, nobody even understood the words he was articulating. And then he said, oh, do you know what I did, just said? And everybody looked at him, it was crazy. He said, I just said the first paragraph of benching, and then he said it slowly, and he's like, such a beautiful bracha, you know, but if you say it a million miles a minute, it's hard to appreciate. So it brought home the point.
I happened to see somebody, I saw that sefer, who says And when you daven, you should say the words like you're counting money, because that will make you slow down. Like that's the
yeah.
That's
what I saw the other day when I was okay. Okay. So the first thing is you have to have kavana. And then there's a secondary level of kavana for Shem Hashem. She asked her Hashem, Yicham Vish Kriyas, but Anushu Adon HaKol. When you say Ado Hashem, you say, you think of Adon HaKol. Right, the Shem Hashem is written one way and it's pronounced a different way. It's written Yud Hey and then Vav Hey, and it's pronounced Ado Hashem. So you have Kavanah for both, the way it's written and the way it's pronounced. The way it's written is Hayahav Aviyah, the way it's pronounced is Adonakal. When you say the word Elokim, you think about the fact that Hashem is Baal Ha Yecholos Kokos Kulam. Now, this idea is a Kabbalistic idea. It's not mentioned, to the best of my knowledge, in the Gemara. And the Gra, he argues here. He thinks that the Hayahov Aviyah is unnecessary, except for the first pasuk of Kriyashma, and Adon HaKol is enough. So I think many people are samech on that. It's a very hard thing to do, either way. You know, so there's some sturim, like the first page is like a Tanai that comes from the Eshel Avram, from the Tach. He thought that you can make a Tanai every morning and that works. Some people don't pockpick, does it really work? But although it can't hurt to say the Tanai. There's brought down in the Achronim like these strange stories, and I think it's from the Sefer Hasidim. And he said, "Oh, I did all this, but that's why I'm Nidon and Gehenna." So all the variations in the story. So they try to emphasize the importance of this. It's a hard thing to do, but obviously, if a person says brachos and has kavana, it enhances their relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you know, if they have mea brachos every day, means to have 100 connections to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If every connection is just, you know, like that without thinking, it's not much of a connection. Fine. So again, it's probably better to be machmir to think about these things for the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, for the first bracha of Tefillah, as I brought down. But other than that, since you know Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Hilchos Shlomo argues that maybe since it's not mentioned in the Gemara, you can be selmich on Tanai. Although others, like I said, disagree. Okay. Simen Vav. Shiyotze mi beis hakitze yivarech asher yotzer es ha'adam v'chochma. Shebriya es ha'adam hi chochma nifla. So there's a bracha of asher yotzer you say when you leave the bathroom, meaning after you went to the bathroom. It's not just leaving the bathroom, it means... there's a question with nature. The bracha is, you know, the pashtus is to birchas hashevach on this amazing ability to go to the bathroom. I once read an article where a person described what it's like not to be able to go to the bathroom. He was in some type of sports accident, and he was incontinent for a while, and then finally he regained his ability. And like, you know, it's really... You know, it wasn't just like he had to wear a diaper. It was like he had to be hooked up to machines to, you know. So anyway, it's an amazing thing, the ability to go to the bathroom. So we stop and think about it once in a while. It's a wonderful thing. And we can say, actually, that's with more kavanah. In any case, Shabriyas Adam, he b'chokhan iflah, it's a general bracha. Yishuvashi b'ashem shaguf dome linod mole ruach fumale nikalim kalkman samuch. What's this amazing thing here? Shayatzar is Adam Chachma. What's the Chachma? That the Kadosh Baruch Hu created man with all these holes. You pick a hole in a balloon, it pops. Person has a ruach and a shama, and there are holes and it's still functioning. Maybe the Chachma is that Hashem made everything in order, that man had what he needs, you know, in terms of eating. In his diet, and then he was Hashem created man. The person has many orifices that are hollow. That when the person's child is in utero, certain things are sasum, and they open up when he leaves. You can't live if your mouth is shut, meaning permanently shut. That's a question of the Girsas. The Ashkenazim today don't say Filish Achas. The Sephardim say that.
What's the Sephardim? Because technically you could survive for 1 second.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on the organs. So we don't. You can't be miskayim shachas after the initial amount of time. Since some of the nekavim are connected to the digestive tract, which you just used, you know, the end of the digestive tract is what you do when you go to the bathroom. So we mentioned this bracha. When after you use the bathroom, it's not connected necessarily to the bathroom. The stomach and the intestine. So Chazal Institute, this shavach is particularly connected to the bathroom because a lot of the digestive tract has this quality of, you know, yimisasem, yifaseach, etc. That a person can die from not being able to go to the bathroom. Hashem is rovi kol bazar by creating the ability for man to use the bathroom. If the food was stuck in your body, you would die. But it's also hirafua, and it's a form of healing to be able to get rid of the refuse. Before, you pop a balloon. Here we're like a balloon, and we're not popped, even though they're holding us. Adam molly nekavim ruchom ishtameres b'tzolch avez apelk. Maybe the pella is that we know how to take the good part of the food and leave the refuse. Interesting pshat. A person is a creation that has both a spiritual and a God somehow is able to connect the spiritual and the physical. And this is through the fact that God is the Rofe Kol Basar, Ki Az Adam Bekava Brios Mishmosu Mishameres Bekirbo. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. Sif Beis deals with dying. We discussed this already earlier, but the Mechaber goes over it now. Mechaber says, Yesh Noagin Lahamtin Lavarech Al Nitilas Adayim Vaid Vavod Beis HaKnesses. Mesadrin, also Ibshar HaBrachas. So some people have a minhag that they would wash in the morning, and then they wouldn't say the bracha. They would only say the bracha when they say the other Brachas HaShachar, which is quite odd because the bracha is not over L'siyasan. So maybe they view it as a Brachas HaShavach. It's a little unclear. But they started L'anag, okay, the Menesfar don't do that. They say the bracha in the morning at home. I mentioned, well, let's see the Ramah. V'akopanim lo yivarech pamaim. Don't say the bracha twice. Either or. And I mentioned that it seems like the Ikar l'halacha, at least according to Mishnah Berurah, would be to wash in the morning and to wash again and say bracha the second time before you daven. And then the question becomes, if you wash in the morning, should you wash without a kli to somehow make sure you didn't do the mitzvah yet or not? It's part of that. If you learn in the morning, so you should say the bracha in the morning, not by shul. Afilu chaygan neishragim l'sadim v'mishar brachos. It's a knesses v'ein mevarachim v'beisam. So the Ramah brings that some have a minhag to say the brachos in shul, even if they washed earlier, and they assume that that's not a problem of saying the bracha after the mitzvah for various reasons. Okay. Gimel. Birkas Elokayim Yeshama. Eina Pasachas Brachas. We know one of the brachas in the morning is Elokayim Yeshama Shiatzarta Pi, right? So that bracha is mentioned here in the Mechaber. And he argues that it doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokayim Yeshama. Because it's a Birkas Hodah. Birkas Hodah in Pasachas Baruch Kamosha Masinu Birkas Geshamim. So he says you don't need to start with Baruch, but the Achronim will argue that we should try to start with Baruch. The Kol Malkum says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkata and Yud Beis Yishlasim Latzad Yosir Tov LaHaspich Elokayim Yeshama LeBirchas Hashem. Sidurim have halfway, you say Nafli Lasos, and then you say Lachayin Neshama, and make it a bracha smukha lechaverta. Again, the ideas of these brachas are also similar. You know, Lachayin started with Neshama, Nafli Lasos might be referring to the fact that Hashem connects the Neshama to the Kuf. So therefore, it's a bracha smukha lechaverta, and then you have the Maila of as if you started it with Baruch. So even though it was a Nitzkan that way, and that's what many Sidurim have, not all, but many have it like that. They say Asher Yotzer, and then Lachayin Neshama together. There's a question: can you cause a bracha smukha lechaverta, you know, with any bracha? The Mishnah Berurah speaks about, you know, if you're going on a trip and you say, Shabbat doesn't end with Baruch, but let's say you say Al Michya, and then you say Tfilas Aderech. I always found it strange because it's not really connected thematically. So it's just a mila that's had a Baruch, even though it's not connected. Here it's really connected. So. There are some Rishonim who actually quote that maybe it's samuch to hamapil. You say hamapil before you go to sleep, and you say lachayin shama in the morning, and sleeping is in the hefsek, and then also it might be connected to in terms of the theme. But again, it's not usually what people do. Fine.
People
like saying, I made other people's brachas.
So, what's the svar for it?
It's not a problem of bracha v'tala, because they had no intention to be yotze, they just wanted to say, Amen. Even if the Mavarek wanted to emote to you, you have no intention of being Yotze. So they would go around trying to, you know, say Amen. This has become very popular the last 10 years, where there's like Suda Amenim, you know, where people want to, you know, say Amen, that's the brachas, Gadol Ha'une Amen, Yosem Mavarek. They do it for Refuah. I never really understood it so much. I mean, obviously, if it happens your way, you can say Amen. But I was once in a shul where a guy was sitting and learning, and somebody came up to him and he said to him, "Oh, I'm saying brachas, can you say Amen?" So he's about to the guy's learning, so he can say Amen. To me, it seems quite odd. But again, there are some obviously Kabbalistic sources for this that might indicate this is a famous story with a certain gadol that he would only say bracha if somebody was saying Amen. He was very thirsty in the middle of the night, and somebody knocked on the door, and he was Eliyahu HaNavi. Again, I can't follow these stories. I don't know, but there seems to be this is a source for there's a value in saying Amen, and some people are careful to try to always have people say Amen to their brachas. Again, if both people want, there's nothing wrong with it. But if I'm interested in learning and you want me to say Amen, I don't know how right that is.
What's the you might have just said this. What's the Ad Sadi Amen of Leon?
Yeah, so again, apparently there's an Indian Be'er Brochos. Apparently, there's that's a Gemara. This, where does this come from? What's the source for this? Mr. Briggs, then, I don't know where it is. Is there a source of Chazal for this? No idea, Amen today. Mr. Brewer quotes in Sifkan Yogimel, as you're pointing out. I'm not sure what the source is.
Okay.
Later. Okay.